Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
5 weeks before the mayoral election next month in Boston, the high cost of housing ranks as the top issue for Boston voters. It's one finding of a new WBUR poll out this morning. The poll also shows the incumbent mayor, Marty Walsh, has a commanding lead over his challenger, City Councilor Tito Jackson. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has the details.
Maybe Jimmy McMillan should run for mayor of Boston. He's the guy who founded the Rent is Too Damn High party in New York and ran unsuccessfully for mayor and governor. McMillan's slogan might well resonate in Boston, where voters put the price of housing on the top of their list of complaints.
The cost of housing is something that affects everyone.
Steve Cazella is the president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the WBUR poll. He points out that Boston has some of the highest housing costs in the nation.
You see very low rental vacancy rates. You see sky-high rents and houses that sell almost the second they're listed. So it's not hard to understand why the cost of housing is the number one issue.
Hey! How you doing?
Campaigning in Roxbury recently, Tito Jackson says the housing issue is among the top reasons he's running for mayor.
On South Huntington Ave, which is right around the corner from here, it is $2,200 for a studio, $3,200 for a two-bedroom, and $4,200 for a three-bedroom. What family can afford $4,200?
Jackson proposes a number of policies, including abolishing the Boston Planning and Development Agency and expanding the stock of affordable housing. One reason why Maria Cristina Blanco of Jamaica Plain supports her.
I'm really fortunate to live in deed-restricted affordable housing. That changed my life. I think everyone should have that right, and we don't have a high enough percentage of affordable housing.
For his part, Mayor Marty Walsh says he is increasing the affordable housing stock. His administration has sped up the permitting process, and in the last 3 years, more than 13,000 new housing units have been built, many of them for low- and middle-income residents. Here's Mayor Walsh.
We set a record in Boston in 2014, then one in 15, then one in 16, and probably one in 17 of building low-income units. But we also have 30,000 new residents living in the city of Boston. So as quickly as we're building it, people are coming into Boston. So we are building more low-income units than ever before.
Even so, 76% of voters are dissatisfied with housing prices, according to the WBUR poll. Close to the same number of people have big concerns about gun violence in the city, which has seen a spike in shootings this year. Next on the list of complaints are Boston's congested streets, gang activity, overall crime, and the state of race relations in the city. But even with more than half of voters expressing dissatisfaction on all these issues, the poll finds that Mayor Marty Walsh remains very popular, outpolling Tito Jackson 60-24%. Again, pollster Steve Cazella.
A booming economy will paper over a lot of dissatisfaction, and I think that's some of what you see going on here.
Cazella says the poll found that 60% of Boston voters are very satisfied, or somewhat satisfied, with the availability of jobs in the city. So despite some high-profile missteps, like his failed effort to bring the Olympics and IndyCar racing to Boston, Walsh remains very popular, with numbers that rival his predecessor, Tom Menino.
I love Marty Walsh. I've been with him from the very beginning.
This is Cassie Martirana of East Boston. On election night last week, she gave Walsh high marks overall, even though she's unhappy about too much development in her neighborhood.
Too many buildings going up in every nook and cranny. We're way overcrowded, too much congestion. I got the tunnel. I got a guy behind me that just built 9 units, 4 stories high. It's just too much.
But Martirano plans to stick with Walsh. Pollster Steve Cazella says the high number of voters like her represent a big challenge for Tito Jackson, even though the WBUR poll found that he's pretty popular as well.
Tito Jackson, we have 50% viewing him favorably and only 9% unfavorably.
In other words, very few people dislike Tito Jackson. But at this point, they just don't see a reason to replace Marty Walsh. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.